Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It's 310. Steve Bertrand's here. Mary Vandeveld, Kevin Powell. I'm Lisa Dent. And you know Mike Lowe. You see him on WGN-TV. And I don't know if you saw what he covered, but it was impressive, Mike. Chicago got something right. Tell everybody what we did right.
Well, you know, this was a story we did on homelessness. And it kind of arose from a simple question. So it's one of those situations where a complex story comes from a simple question. And we said, why doesn't Chicago look like LA, San Diego, San Francisco, New York, Philadelphia, Seattle, any number of comparable big cities in terms of the homelessness crisis, where you're seeing in those cities, literally city council having to pass ordinances, police clearing out homeless encampments, and just the numbers skyrocketing. And you don't really see that in Chicago, and we wanted to know why. And what we found when we started asking questions is that Chicago took a lot of the money that was available under the American Rescue Plan, the CARES Act, really COVID relief money, and put it toward making sure that this most vulnerable population was safe, had places to go, and then made long-term investments in affordable housing. And it was really kind of a group effort, kind of breaking down the silos of government, which is a hard thing to do at City Hall. But Mayor Lori Lightfoot directed the Health Department, the Housing Department, and the Department of Children and Family Services to all work together from the top levels of policy to say, okay, what do we need to do? Health Department, you're not just treating a disease, you're working for the betterment of the community. So they went out and got vaccines and made sure that anyone who wanted vaccines for COVID-19 at a shelter could get it. We mentioned the idea of investing in affordable housing. That meant getting hotel rooms for people so they could have their own place to stay. And then that can lead to a more stable situation, and then maybe you get a job and those kinds of things. So Chicago got it right in large part. That's not to say that we've solved homelessness in the city, but the things that were undertaken by Chicago's government during the pandemic, when a number of other big cities saw this situation deteriorate into a humanitarian catastrophe, Chicago has not seen that because of the steps it has taken.
I loved your piece. Mike Lowe is a general assignment reporter for WGN-TV. He's a 30-time Emmy winner, a 101-time Emmy nominee, a 4-time regional Edward R. Murrow Award winner, and a national Walter Cronkite Award winner. I just love that you went out on the streets, Mike, and you talked to people who do not have a home. Talking to those people, what did you learn?
Well, you know, it's interesting you mention that, because that's, I think, been the reaction I've gotten from people all day, whether it's on social media or my colleagues. And it's that idea, right, that these people tend to be invisible to us, and we'll walk past them. If we see somebody shaking a cup, asking for change, or somebody sitting in an alley, your gut reaction, whether it's out of sadness or guilt, is to just keep moving and act like you don't see them. So it's rare to actually hear from these people. And when we went to talk to them, you know, I wanted to know some of the basic questions. Where are you going to sleep tonight? Are you going to be able to eat today? How did you find yourself in this situation? And there's no one answer that kind of gets everybody into the situation. But the guy we talked to at the homeless encampment, Joseph Morrow, told us the one in Uptown, he told us that he had a domestic violence situation with a stepson. And in order to keep things in that apartment, you know, for the rest of his family, he said, I've just got to leave. But he had nowhere to go. So he ended up, you know, finding a tent in Clarendon Park, just in Uptown. Another guy said his mother died, and that was his support system, and he didn't have any money, and he's got a terminal illness, and you find yourself on the street. So they're heartbreaking stories. And actually taking a moment to talk and listen you realize that not everybody is there as we sometimes like to think of their own doing, right? They got addicted to drugs or they did something wrong in their life. Sometimes you're a victim of circumstances, and that was kind of what we learned from actually going out and trying to talk to people.
You know, we've got about 30 seconds left. Overall, I would say not only did the city, but the state did a pretty good job when it came to the pandemic compared to other places in the U.S. Has any of your reporting shown that to be true?
Well, we know that in terms of getting vaccine to homeless people in shelters, Chicago did better than any city in the country. More than 70% of what is considered to be the homeless population was able to receive the vaccine, and that's because they used the city used part of the money from the CARES Act to basically stand up these clinics inside of homeless shelters. So they made it available, because that's one of the biggest problems, right, with the homeless population is you're not able to keep a 10 a.m. appointment on a Tuesday to go to your doctor's office because you don't have an address and a cell phone and the system isn't built for you. So you actually bring the resources to people where they need it. And Chicago was very forward thinking in terms of that and averted a crisis that we're seeing unfold in comparable cities around the country.
Bravo. It's always nice to hear that Chicago, about the things Chicago does get right, because I think this is a fantastic city. We so appreciate your work. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. And where can people see that piece, Mike?
If you go to WGNTV.com and you can just type in, I think it's set aside and they're under featured on WGN, but you can also just type in homelessness or my name and it'll come up. But it's always a pleasure to join you on 7:20 a.m. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Mike. It's Mike Lowe. Time to get a check on weather and traffic. Then we're going to talk to somebody who's been on the show in the past with the Allied Pilots Association, trying to understand how American Airlines can cut 31,000 flights from its November schedule and many involve Chicago flights. What's up, Mary?